A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh dear, I've got a bad feeling about this.
We published the most recent episode of Day's podcast for the International Day of Yoga in 2021.
That was almost 3 years ago.
But you remember the embarrassing Yoda impersonation?
Help me, mute button. You're my only hope.
Well, come finally has to celebrate Yoda a time for us.
It's a trap.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
Yes, it's Star Wars Day.
You have waited so long for this, haven't you?
So long.
So you're very excited.
Yes. Yes,
that we're going to talk about Star Wars.
All of my inner nerdiness has been out on stalks, excitedly awaiting the advent of such a day as this.
I have to say, though, listeners, I'm the only one that has got my hair in proper Star Wars buns. And on our call, I've got a lovely Star Wars background. Well, where's your effort, Ian?
Well, I'm wearing headphones that look like Princess Leia's buns. How about that? Is that good enough?
Buns in our house mean a completely different thing. So moving swiftly on. So we've got a very special guest later, haven't we?
Oh, yes, we have.
Yes.
Although, despite our legendary green room, which is probably full of cobwebs, actually, at the moment, because we haven't used it for 3 years.
Have you not dusted it?
No.
Those snacks will be mouldy.
They will be mouldy. But since we have a virtual guest, they're probably hovering in some kind of celestial green room.
Ooh, in the ether. Ooh.
But we'll get to our guest after we've talked some more about the fact it's Star Wars Day and the fact we're back after 3 years, because we've got some plans now, haven't we?
We have got some plans. We've got some really exciting days to talk about back on our Days
Excellent.
Podcast. And of course, if you can't wait for those, for us to broadcast those, obviously you can go and listen to the previous episodes again and have a good old chuckle with us.
Yes, I actually did that. I listened to our Going for a Walk episode. Do you remember that?
I don't know how you had the patience to edit that, because we actually recorded the whole of the 3 hour walk.
We did, yes. And almost all of it was you complaining about having to walk so far. So it was pretty easy.
I do not think that's true.
Or maybe a slight exaggeration.
I think so. We did actually meet some really nice people. They were on bikes, weren't they? And then we did a little interview with them. I don't know whether that made it.
We were celebrating National Walking Month and they were on bikes. So, you know, clearly.
They were. Yeah, it's a crossover. It's a crossover. You don't have to be exclusively a walker or a cyclist. So, yes. So what are you excited about Star Wars? Because I do have to admit, my Star Wars nerdiness is like about 0.5% next to your 110% nerdiness on Star Wars.
I mean, it's perfect for me, really. I mean, the whole thing is a pun, isn't it? Because Star Wars Day is May the 4th, and so May the 4th be with you. It's based on a pun. I mean, how much more suited to me can that be?
That's true. I mean, the whole thing about being a fan of a specific film or a set of films is that you can be really nerdy about some of the details, and obviously there are so many films to sort of choose from that actually, not only is it given us all those like really great catchphrases, you might have spotted some in our intro.
No, surely not.
May the 4th is obviously the best one. It's had such an impact on filmmaking and technology. If you go back and watch those original ones that were late 70s, early 80s, weren't they?
They were, 1977.
Now, when we watch that, we go, oh God, it's so basic. But actually, it was a forerunner of so many sort of like the digital effects, digital filmmaking as well. So you can be really geeky about that.
Well, that is true. Although, did you know that the original versions of Star Wars that we saw in the cinema, I'm assuming you did, I did several times, as a teenager. Was I a teenager?
I think we were 12 when the first one came out.
Yeah, I was 9.
Okay. Maybe showing my age.
I'm so young. but if you actually look at the modern versions of those films, George Lucas has been over them and controversially added in lots of CGI special effects subsequently, so that when you go to Mos Eisley or something, in the original there wasn't that much there in terms of strange-looking aliens, but he's put all these aliens in the background walking around and doing all these things. So he has taken what some people regard as some liberties in regard of that, and now people find copies of the original with no editing in and treat them reverentially.
I am pulling a face at what is done, because I think that is the beauty of revisiting something that had such an impact. It sounds like you went to see them multiple times, but I was trying to think whether I did go and see the first one at the cinema, but I must have done, because I think I probably went with my brother. And I remember my brother having like loads of Lego, which I tried to find actually, but it's in storage and I've got like one little bit. But
was it like Darth Vader's head or something?
No, it wasn't. It was a little Luke Skywalker actually. but he had some of sort of like some of the spaceships and stuff. But not on the scale that you get now. It's just like obviously sort of late 70s. So I think there's that. And, you know, it then brought about a lot of like film merchandising as well, isn't it? Because like we think now when a big film comes out, like you get all the merch to go with it. But actually, when the first three films were launched, that wasn't really a thing. But then they started doing bits and pieces, like I say, like the Lego and
action figures.
Did you have action figures?
I did not have action figures, but I probably coveted them. I probably wish I had them.
We've got one. Yeah. Well, they're now collectibles. But yeah, I don't know about, like, you know, who stores the stuff in the lot and never plays with it? The whole point is playing with it if you're going to get it. That's, you know, that's what we did.
I secretly covet some of these giant Lego models now. You can get like huge Millennium Falcon Lego models and the Death Star and all this kind of thing. And I must say, I look at those and think, oh, it'd be really great to R2-D2. You can get a giant R2-D2 Lego model and do it. I mean, it costs about £1 billion because Lego, but
yeah,
nonetheless.
You've got a teeny tiny little one that was, I think, in my brother's original set. Yes. So yeah, they were my favourite characters, if I'm honest. So
R2-D2.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, I watched the first three, went to the cinema, and then I tried to watch the sort of like when the next set came out. I watched the first one, thought this is rubbish. I'm not wasting my time with all of that. It's like you're really stretching it now. So yeah, I'm very, very old school. I like the original ones, but that's about it.
Well, there is somebody's created a special ordering that you can watch the movies in, if you want to watch them all in the right order. And it's, for some reason, it's on a website called Machete something. It's called Machete Order. But one of the things that this person noticed when he's developing this special order for watching the films in their modern kind of context is that in episode one, not the 1977 one, the prequel episode one.
Well, that's just ridiculous, because like this is the other thing that gets me is now they've given the one that we saw in 1977. Now it's got a different title. I'm like, but that's the first one. Anyway, I digress. Carry on.
Yeah. Episode one, which is the first of the prequels, this guy realized nothing happens in it that is required to understand the other films. So you can actually have a whole order of watching it where you don't really miss anything except for Jar Jar Binks. Do you remember Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, my God. I love Jar Jar Binks, mainly because my little Dash Hound, who we sadly lost 3 years ago, when he was looking out the window or something, he always looked like Jar Jar Binks with his ears. It was just really, really cute. I love Jar Jar Binks. I know that lots of people hated Jar Jar Binks, and there was a lot of stuff at the time about how rubbish Jar Jar Binks was, but I actually quite like it.
Well, I felt bad for the actor that played young Anakin Skywalker, because I think he just left acting in disgust after all the stuff that was levelled at him after he played that part.
Oh, really?
Which was a real shame, because he was just he was very young at the time. And actually, you know, it wasn't him. You know, he didn't write the prequels and make them how they were.
No, oh, bless.
I think fans who really love things can be quite cruel about changes to them or new developments that they're not keen on. And Star Wars has had loads and loads of that over the years. Although now in the hands of Disney, there's a lot of Star Wars coming out, and a fair bit of it's really quite good, I think.
I will let you revel in that geekydom.
You won't comment.
I will not comment, but I think one of the things that goes to that sort of saying, really, is that it's sort of like influence on popular media and culture as well. I mean, the fact that we're now on May the 4th, we all say, May the 4th be with you. And actually, the other thing that sort of struck me when I was getting ready for us to record was the longevity of the stories as well. You know, the fact that they've sort of like, there were these three original ones, late 70s, early 80s, and then now young people and kids know all about Star Wars now as well. And actually, I think that's amazing that something has carried on for that long.
It's a more successful reboot, really, than a lot of the attempts that people have made to bring back older stuff. And
yeah.
People continue to love Star Wars. So how's your Star Wars knowledge?
I think I've already demonstrated that it's pretty limited. So I am definitely not part of a global fandom, let's put it that way. And you really had to sort of coach me in like other spin-offs, etc. We're going to bring on our guest. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Brilliant.
So I have been using ChatGPT quite a lot in the various things in my life. And one of the things that you can do with the paid version of ChatGPT is you can create specialized versions that do particular things. So I have created a Quizmaster, and I've called it Quizmaster 3000, because everybody knows that a name followed by a long number sells records or something. So I'm going to give this a try. So I'm going to try and patch the Quizmaster 3000 into our conversation now. So wish me luck.
Good luck.
Hi there. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, hello. I'm Quizmaster 3000, your host for today's thrilling trivia challenge. Are you ready to test your knowledge and have some fun? Let's start by getting the names of contestants. Who will be playing today?
Well, it's Ian and Amanda.
Fantastic. Welcome to the team, Ian and Amanda. Let's get things rolling. Ian, Amanda, what topics are you each interested in, and how many questions would you like to tackle today? Feel free to pick any topic you like.
Well, we are recording a podcast episode celebrating Star Wars Day, so we would like a Star Wars quiz of 10 questions.
Perfect choice for Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. All right, Ian and Amanda, prepare for a 10-question hyperjump in Star Wars universe. We'll alternate questions between the two of you, starting with Ian. Here comes to number one for Ian. In Star Wars A New Hope, what is the name of the planet that Luke Skywalker grew up on?
It's Tatooine.
Correct, Ian. Well done.
Yeah!
Tatooine is indeed the dusty twin-sunned home of our favorite Jedi-to-be, Skywalker. Now moving on to Amanda. Your first question. Who is the only character to appear in every Star Wars movie released between 1977 and 2019?
Han Solo. I think I'm going to change my answer to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, almost. The character you're looking for is actually C-3PO. He's been through it all, from secret missions to awkward reunions. Back to you, Ian, for question three. What famous weapon does Luke inherit from his father?
A lightsaber.
That's right, Ian. A lightsaber, specifically the iconic blue one. Nice work. Now, Amanda, here's your next question. Which character famously said, "I've got a bad feeling about this," in The Empire Strikes Back?
I think that might be Han Solo.
Spot on, Amanda. Indeed, Han Solo. Woo-hoo! The charming scoundrel, yes, with a knack for sensing trouble. Great job. All right, Ian, your turn again. Question 5. Who is the bounty hunter that capped Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back?
Ooh, I can visualize him, but I can't remember his name. He had his own series. What was he called?
Ah, a bit of a thing, isn't it? The answer is Boba Fett.
Yes!
He's the one who delivers Solo, frozen in carbonite, to Jabba the Hutt. Now to Amanda for the next question. In Return of the Jedi, what is the name of the forest moon that hosts the final battle?
I'm going to have to guess at something. I'm just going to say the blue moon. It's not right, I know.
Sorry, I'm having issues right now. Our systems are experiencing heavy load. Please try again later.
Amanda said a blue moon.
Not quite. It's actually the forest moon of Endor. That's where Ewoks helped defeat the Empire. Back to Ian for questions. What is the name of the starfighter used by the Rebel Alliance as an X-shaped wing configuration?
Well, that was a very small, giant hint. It's the X-Wing fighter.
Absolutely correct, Ian. It's the X-Wing fighter, famed for its role in the Battle of Yavin and beyond. Nicely done. It's your turn again. Here's your question. What color is Mace Windu's lightsaber in the prequel trilogy?
Again, I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to say green.
Oh, so close. Mace Windu actually wields a distinctive purple lightsaber, making him stand out among the sea of green and blue lightsabers. Don't worry, Amanda. You're doing great. Ian, here's question 9 for you. Which character is famously known for saying, "Do or do not, there is no try"?
It's Yoda, my hero.
Absolutely right, Ian. Yoda, the wise and powerful Jedi Master, delivers that line. Excellent. All right, Amanda, here's the final question, and it's a tough one. In The Phantom Menace, who is the Sith Lord that Darth Maul serves under?
I have absolutely no idea who this is. So whatever I say, it's, I don't know. You tell me who that was. I don't know.
No worries at all, Amanda. Answer is Darth Sidious. He's the shadowy figure pulling the strings behind the scenes in The Phantom Menace. And that wraps up our Star Wars quiz. Ian and Amanda, you both did fantastically. Whether you knew the answers or took a breath, you made this quiz a blast. Thanks for playing, and may the Force be with you both. How did you like the quiz?
Well, I think you're very upbeat about my utter lack of Star Wars knowledge. And I have to say that green is nowhere near purple. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. What about you, Ian?
I thought it was very good. And green is, in fact, the opposite of purple.
I'm thrilled to hear you both enjoyed the quiz, despite the tricky color mix-up. It's all about having fun, maybe learning a bit along the way. Ian, you brought some strong game today, and Amanda, your upbeat spirit definitely added to the fun. Thanks for diving into the galaxy far away with me. Do you both want to chat about anything else, or maybe tackle another topic?
No, thank you very much. You've been a great quizmaster.
Thank you so much, Ian and Amanda. It was a pleasure hosting your Star Wars quiz. Have a fantastic time recording your podcast, and may the Force be with you both. Take care.
Same to you, Quizmaster 3000.
Oh, Ian, that was just absolutely genius. I mean, what I love about ChatGPT, which I can't say because it's a whole host of letters and I'm dyslexic and I just can't say them.
And there's no number.
And there's no number.
It's much better when you have a word followed by a big number, but go on.
I know. Chat 3000 would have been so much better. But, oh God, she's always so upbeat. I don't know whether that was a, you know, man or a woman there. I couldn't really tell. But it's always so upbeat every time I use it. It's like, we're absolutely thrilled. I mean, there's no down day for Chat 3000, is there?
No, it was very cheerful and very encouraging. I thought that was very, very pleasant.
I know, apparently Amanda's I'm great.
You're having to wipe your eyes now because you've been giggling too much.
Was it green? Well, that was very close. It was in fact purple. Purple is not like green. Oh my goodness.
Literally, if you look at a colour wheel,
it's opposite.
Magenta, which is a sort of purple, is basically the opposite side to green. So it really was stretching things when it said close, because it really could not have been farther away.
Well, I have to say, what a fantastic guest for our first return of the podcast.
Indeed. And if you want to play with the Quizmaster 3000 and you've got a ChatGPT Plus subscription, then I'll share a link in the show notes and you can do your own quiz.
I actually used it at Easter, you know, for our Easter quiz. It's great fun.
How did that go, Amanda?
My entire family ridiculed me because A, none of the clues that I'd hidden aligned to the clues on the paper, and B, I can't do numbers, so they're all nodding quickly anyway. But everybody really laughed, mainly at me. So it was entertaining, and Chat 3000 will probably be hosting other quizzes.
You've basically renamed it, haven't you?
I have, because it's easier for me to say. I love the fact that, like, what we haven't touched on, but I really love, but not necessarily for Star Wars, is how sci-fi, and specifically sort of like sci-fi from our childhood, has come into reality. So I remember I had one of those fantastic pink razor phones, which, when I looked at it, it's just like it used to be on Star Trek. We used to watch that every week. Like, they'd flip it open and then you could see the person they were talking to. We were like, that's never going to happen. Came to light. But,
You're really, really seriously misremembering Star Trek. It's almost physically hurting me that you're saying that the communicators let you see the people you were talking to. They flipped open and then he said Kirk to Enterprise, and then somebody would say something back to him and there was no
I maintain it was a communications device that flipped open.
It was, yes. We're in alignment on that particular aspect.
Yes, okay. So...
Oh, no. I'm becoming that pedantic person
you
now.
You are a pedantic person when it comes to sci-fi and nerdiness.
Just when it comes to sci-fi and nerdiness, I feel that's probably quite generous.
It's the lovely way that you always introduce me to, like, nerdiness and new tech. And you're like, you must use this. And I'm like, no, it's way too complicated and it is changed and I don't like that. And then, like, 6 months later, I'm like, oh my goodness, look at this, Ian. I'm actually using it, like Chat 3000, which when you first introduced me to that, I was like, no, absolutely not.
Well, I'm happy to have improved your life, albeit took you a while to get round to my point of view.
Well, I'm going to let you have that because I think that we've kicked off our podcast series with something that you really, really like and know lots about and I know nothing.
Well, I will give you considerable credit and kudos for letting me get away with having this as one of our things, because I know I've been talking about it for a long time in the face of, I'm going to say, only modest enthusiasm from Amanda.
I think that's really generous.
and you wait, because in about just under a year's time, it will be First Contact Day and we're going to do Star Trek. And
another
we're going
to
see the level of resistance that
have been banging on about that a lot as well in the, like,
I badly want to do that one.
I know you do.
And we can do another quiz now that we've got ChatGPT as a guest.
I think you'll have something even better than Chat 3000.
Chat 3000.
You like produce an actual alien or something.
Yes, an actual alien.
So is there anything that we've not talked about that you have absolute love of Star Wars? What's your which is your favourite film, Ian?
Well,
you can't choose, can you?
This is a terrible thing. I can't really choose, but I'll tell you something I've really, really enjoyed. And that is that for those who have children who are the age of my children, you might well remember Phineas and Ferb. I still, to this day, love Phineas and Ferb. And they're actually rebooting it at the moment and redoing a new load of them. And I just can't wait. But they did a Star Wars crossover with Phineas and Ferb. And in it, Darth Vader says to somebody, "I find your lack of socks disturbing," and stuff like that. It's just very, very cleverly done. And they've weaved it into the plot of A New Hope so that it's kind of like you're seeing things that happen at the same time as those things, but sort of weaved around it so that you plausibly, you know, it could have been happening while you were watching the real one. So it's very clever. So I do love that. And I've actually really enjoyed the, you know, some of the new things that are coming out from Disney now. So we've really enjoyed The Mandalorian and the Boba Fett one, even though I couldn't remember his jolly name in that quiz. That was upsetting to me.
That very difficult quiz.
I was clearly visualising him in my brain without being able to remember his name, which is just very annoying. And, yeah, so I do actually, I have quite a wide enjoyment within Star Wars. And yeah, I do. I liked the original three films when they came out. I was absolutely obsessed with them in the 70s. And I guess that's the kind of age where things that you love then never really leave you. It's like all the bad music you like when you're a teenager that you still like as an adult, even though you can objectively see how bad it is.
Well, I think I'll find that Adam and the Ants was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, which is what I was like.
Yes, exception that proves the rule.
Yeah. If you were to go to a party.
I won't be invited after this, trust me.
That was costume themed. Don't just go as any old party to this character. Which character would you choose to be
I would conduct an analysis of all the characters to find out the one that looked closest to me in my regular clothes and then make minor adjustments and go as them because I'm a miserable so-and-so about these kind of things.
No, but that answer just clearly, that is just you all over. That level of geeky, nerdy techness that, like, you would use some kind of AI to do that. I'm clearly going as Princess Leia because of my commitment to putting the buttons in today.
I will say that is we need a photograph of your Princess Leia hairstyle that you've worked so hard on. I think that's that shows real commitment.
That's good. A little. There you go. I've done a little screenshot.
No, you see, your background is very Star Wars-y.
Yes, of course it is. Because it's like Star Wars Day. Like, come on, get with the program.
I'll get with the program.
Yeah, you've got it. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Do you find my lack of faith disturbing?
That is another quote, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that you gave me all those quotes in the intro in case people don't realise some of what we do is actually scripted.
No, nobody would realise that.
Just to get your cheesy puns in. So, yeah.
Well, if we get to the end and we've wrapped and then we realise we've missed a pun, I mean, that's just the worst feeling.
It is for you, yes. It definitely is for you.
I'm blamed for the puns.
Yeah, well, you know, I do like a good pun. I have, you know, but mine are more on the spur of the moment, whereas you really write them down and I'm in the show notes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to share about your love for Star Wars on this very auspicious day? A Star Wars Day.
No, I feel as though half an hour of us wittering about Star Wars is probably as much as anyone can realistically stand.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously, it's a really nice one to kick off our next series, but is there any others coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Well, Amanda, I see that there are days for donuts and beer in June.
Oh. Now, we do have precedent for getting free samples. Or yes,
using your PR, kung fu, jujitsu, whatever it is, to get people to send you free stuff.
I didn't with the Prosecco for Prosecco Day. If you've not heard that, that's basically Ian pouring a glass of Prosecco accidentally into my shoes.
Yeah, we had a lot of wires and it was crowded and one of the wires knocked over. It could have happened to anyone in such a circumstance as somebody in a camper van full of thousands of wires that are required to record a podcast back in 2020 or whenever it was.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So we may not have defeated the dark side today, but we have at least proved that we can be, or some of us, can be Jedi in the Star Wars trivia galaxy.
I feel like
that
I haven't
has
done
to
a...
be scripted, really, doesn't it? There's no way I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Can I do it?
That's Amanda's incredibly realistic special effect of a lightsaber.
I don't know why I
felt the need to explain it, because obviously it would be obvious to anyone who's ever seen any episodes of Star Wars.
Yeah, and we always have a very large budget for our special effects and sound effects, don't we? So there we are. We've just blown it right there. And so it's all that's left for me to say is, and maybe the I can't even do it. Lost my line already. I only had one. And may the fourth be with us for the next episode. Oh, God.
Yes.
Jeez, that's just basically us waffling about Star Wars because I don't really know much about it.
Well, it was a start. We've started again, haven't we?
Yes.
We'll get
excellent.
Back in practice soon, we promise.
Yes. So if you've enjoyed this, and I think Ian and I both have.
That'll be two of us then.
Please, and our mums, because they always listen.
Yeah, they might not enjoy it.
Please listen to, you just crashed my link there.
Go on, you do it. You talk. I'm just going to stop now.
Please visit www.dayspodcast.com. Days is DAYS podcast.
Contrary to how we might appear to be in a DAZ.
In a daze. From where you can subscribe on anything of your favourite. Does this even make sense, Ian? What time of day was it when you were writing this?
So if you've enjoyed this, please visit www.dayspodcast.com. And from there, you can subscribe on anything from your favourite podcast service to one you've never heard of before. Tell your friends.
Yes, please tell them all about us. And the wicked, but not quite your father, Days podcast. You've got another quote in there.
Yes, one last quote. Thank you so much for lasting all the way through this. Yeah, I'm sure it's... been a form of torture. You've done very well, gentle listener.
May the fourth
be with you.